Hello, humans, and welcome to this bonus episode of Audio Face. I am Dan here. I am solo right now, just because this is a bonus episode. And we're releasing this around on the anniversary of the passing of Jesse Dwayne Ricardo Onfroy, also known as XXXTentacion or XXXTentacion, or if you're an out-of-touch newscaster, XXXTentacion. We are doing a kind of a unusual thing, but we might do more of this in the future. Just because we have some new listeners and sometimes stuff gets buried in the old episodes, we're going to take some of the discussion sections that we had in old episodes and sort of republish them when the time is right. We're not going to do this all the time, but again, the time is right. So it's been a year since XXXTentacion's passing, and it's been a year since the clip we are about to play. We actually reviewed the album ? And talked about it in the context of his multiple allegations and instances of violence and sexual abuse. We thought that was the most mature and honest way to have that kind of conversation, because a lot of people to this day will discredit those accusations and those charges, even though there's a lot of evidence and it's been well reported, because they love this person's music. So we tried to figure out if XXXTentacion's music was good, and if it was good, did it justify any of the violence or his fans' responses. And we had a really succinct, short, but important conversation about what that all means and how attitudes around people like XXXTentacion and what kind of behaviors we let slide end up having ripple effects throughout the music industry and society. It's a really cool Audio Face moment, and I couldn't think of any better way to end double-digit Audio Face for reals this time than with this. So without further ado, here is that little clip from a year ago. Remember, this is before XXXTentacion died, so we didn't really mention any of that. If you want to go to back to that coverage, then you should go to episode 52 or 53, because that's all there. Anyways, here it is. All right, we're now going into the XXXTentacion conversation. So we've basically been silently protesting this motherfucker because it's clear he's an awful person. These things are very obvious. And there's a Miami New Times article called The Real Story of South Florida Rapper XXXTentacion, which is like half a... Literally, as Sean and I were reading this, it was like the story of Thugnificent, if Thugnificent was a rapist.
I swear to God, if Thugnificent was a woman beater, this would be him.
Homework for those who have Hulu, watch or acquire elsewhere. Watch The Boondock Season 2, The Story of Thugnificent, and then read the real story of South Florida rapper XXXTentacion. I'll like link to it in the description somewhere for this episode. But literally, so it kind of goes through Onfroy, which is what's-his-face's last name. It goes through his life story about how there's one anecdote where when he was a kid, his mom always told him to beat people's asses if they were mean to him, which is
so bad.
That's how it starts. It kind of details the most recent thing where he saved this woman who's ultimately accusing XXXTentacion of extreme abuse. He takes in this woman from another abusive situation, and they're together and things are kind of going okay, but then XXXTentacion is abusing, like choking, slapping, hitting this woman, and it's just such a cycle of shittiness. And it talks about how XXXTentacion has denied this repeatedly, and he said that, she's lying. Everything she's saying is exaggerating. What was his response? So Ayala, or whatever the woman was, her name, she was pregnant at the time, when one of the times XXXTentacion was beating her. And his response to that was, for all you dumb fuck ass niggas that thought that stupid bitch was pregnant, I've got the paperwork signifying that she wasn't pregnant, so when I get out, I'll fuck your little sisters in their fucking throat hole. End quote. Which is exactly what you want to say when people think you're too violent. So, how are you feeling from reading this article?
This is so bad. Because I read the first half during the week, and I just couldn't take it. And anyway, I'll read it later. This is unbelievably bad. He had a girl who he's like on off again scene move in with him, and then immediately she was like, "Okay, this is something is off." And So she said, according to her deposition and interview 2 weeks after moving in, Ayala. Okay, admired a childhood friend's new grills. In a Snapchat video she posted, it prompted Onfroy, what, XXX dick fuck, to grab her iPhone 6S, smash it on the floor, and strike her hard in the face. He later fixed the phone, but Ayala was stunned. I got slapped for no reason, and he kept acting like everything was cool. Apparently, he hit her again, and she said, I was really lightheaded because the slap was so hard. It was one of those slaps where you hear raining. God damn.
He returned holding a long-handled barbecue fork and a wire barbecue brush. He was like, which one do you want me to use?
Jesus Christ. Use no.
There's a lot more detail. It's really bad.
She said.
No. Don't read that.
I'm good.
Don't read that. That gets like super brutal and Game of Thrones-ish graphic. But like, it really goes into detailing this abuse. And so we're talking about all of this because Spotify had this policy to where they weren't. This is when you should really be watching audio face video, because Sean's face as he's reading the rest of this article is wild. But it's the reaction that people should be having.
Jesus, fuck.
It's the reaction people should be having to how horrible of a person XXXTentacion is. And Spotify put this policy in which, hey, we're not going to ban his music from our platform. We're going to continue letting him make money that way, but we're not going to put him on Spotify's promoted playlists. Which I think is a decision. As a company, you don't want to promote literally one of the worst people ever. And yeah, it's...
Or the R. Kelly argument where he said, oh, his music's so good that he can get away with it. No, fuck you.
Let's get to that point in just a second. But Kendrick Lamar stood up for this guy. Let's remember that all the time. Kendrick Lamar said, this policy is unfair and it's unfairly hurting XXXTentacion. And Spotify pulled back because they didn't want to lose Kendrick Lamar's discography. And then XXXTentacion went on his Instagram page to thank Kendrick Lamar for continuing to let him make money so he can live in the aspect of the American criminal justice system. Whereas so long as you have money, you are more or less immune from serious treatment or like serious criminal punishment, which is just kind of my opinion. But that's the thing people are saying, that, oh, he's a genius, just listen to his music. So we listened to XXXTentacion's question mark. That was like our third review of the week, but we didn't like, it's not a new album, so it's not in that category. And so that's what people were saying to me when I was like, how can you be okay with this as someone who likes XXXTentacion or whatever? And they're saying that, oh, he blends different genres and he like does these things. He's actually a musical genius. And so, Sean, you like artists that blend different genres and you listen to a lot of musical geniuses. Do you see that there in question mark, an 18 song album, 37 minutes long, released earlier this year, 2018? How did you feel about listening to this?
Bullshit. Dunk it. Whatever.
Elaborate.
It's like, hold on, I gotta pop. I'm reading this article and literally being dumbfounded because of how bad it is. It was long as fuck. Felt long as fuck. Granted, it's only, what,
37
minutes long? But because every song was so, like, every song was, what, a minute and a half or so?
Mostly, yeah.
Whoa, bed moved. Mm. It just felt all over the place to me.
But, yeah.
Like, I don't know if you felt the same way, but I know the idea was to blend genres, which, okay, you can kind of say that, but it wasn't anything special.
I'll say it's the only reason I can say something almost good about this album is because it comes from a genre and it comes from a context in music where everything else is just really bad.
That's true.
So to have someone who takes what a lot of SoundCloud rap basically is, which is like kind of this weird mix of trap and like punk emo punk, screamo.
Yeah, like Lil Peep.
Yeah.
But actually, Lil Peep's music low-key was good.
No, but it wasn't. Like,
but it no, was, I was like, compared.
No, I would go the other way around. This really is good compared to Lil Peep. Because, like, the going through genres thing is a little bit more fleshed out. It doesn't work very well.
No.
But You can tell when he's going into a punk mode, when he's going into a trap mode. And in those modes, he, like, can wade through them decently well. But not a lot of artists are trying to do that, which you can say, and that's why he's a genius. And I say, no, it's because other artists are really...
Are really shit.
Yeah, because...
And that's the whole thing of the genre. Why I hate it.
Because if people can look at XXXTentacion and go, oh, he's blending different genres together, that makes him a genius, then what the fuck? I'll make music. I don't care.
It's like Lil Peep's a genius then, apparently. And then everybody, all the...
And some of these people think that. Like, I don't...
I remember that when he died and committed suicide. And people were like, oh, he's a genius. I listened to him. Like, it's not bad, but it's not fucking amazing.
I mean, I just thought it was straight horse diarrhea that all of Lil Peep's work. But
there was like two songs, like, I think I literally only listened to three songs, and one of them was good, and the other two was shit. I don't even remember.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's the thing with it, is the genre is so bland that anything remotely different sounds good. It's like, okay, it's as if you ate shit your entire life. You eat shitty food your entire life. No matter what diet thing you go on, you're gonna lose weight. If you go ketogenic, which will kill you, if you go vegan, which saves the planet and friends and people.
Well, or it doesn't really save you any friends. You lose friends to vegan.
Actually.
Just listen to...
Let's break out the window. If you go vegetarian, then you're the best person. Skirt. If you do that, then anything you do, you change it, you alter it, you're gonna lose weight. The same thing kind of applies to this, where if you change anything in the genre, it's gonna sound different, and you're gonna sound, oh wow, this is totally different than anything else I've ever heard of, because there's no one else doing it, but that doesn't make it good. That makes any sense.
It makes total sense. And this is ultimately all a side conversation, because what we should be getting back to is, regardless of how good or not good the music is, where do people draw the line? And the fact that people draw the line at shitty music that they think is kind of good because of the rest of the state of the music industry. I mean, I don't know. I guess you can kind of look at XXXTentacion and go, this is everything that's kind of wrong with music. That people like this can be glorified, not only by, like, peons who don't really know music, who just go on SoundCloud and listen to whatever is popular, but, like, Kendrick Lamar, Pulitzer Kenny, quote-unquote, pulled up for this. Spotify is, like, good conscience and good sense, which, yeah, that policy wasn't perfect. I talk about that all the time. I'll be the first to say that, but definitely the intentions were right there, and they're not moving to punish this person. Keep in mind, this girl, her fan, like, XXXTentacion's fans keep tracking her down and harassing her, like, her places of work, her, like, home. That's the thing, is that you're creating this fan base when you have this influence, when you have this following, and they're gonna kind of be like you, because they idolize you, because music, for better or for worse, state of the industry thing, is people idolize musicians and see them as living lives they can't live. And musicians also often talk about lives they aren't even living. And so when you have this toxic mix combining, you're pulling in these really violent people with violent ideologies who usually have to go, oh, well, this person's not actually inciting violence, even if they have violent followers. No, this artist is actually inciting violence and has violent followers and is a wife beater, basically.
Him and R. Kelly need to go to jail and get put down.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, there's...
It's unbelievably how bad the accusations against them and everything, which you could pretty much say are true, how bad it is. Read the article. There's stuff I literally can't say on the podcast.
Let's talk about XXXTentacion's view on feminism. Have you read that?
I'm good. I don't want to talk about this.
No. He says that feminists aren't looking for equality. He says they're looking for empowerment. Quote, women may see or feel that they're belittled, but you're only belittled if you want to be belittled. Take, for instance, Hillary Clinton. She ran for president and she wasn't killed for it. That says everything.
Well, now he's just an idiot, but okay.
His response to Me Too, people can just go off hearsay and women are almost more powerful than men.
Okay.
I don't know if he could hear the irony over the sound of him abusing these people. Like, again, when people say, oh, XXXTentacion is great, well, XXXTentacion is good, talk about this shit. Because this is a fundamental culture change, the fundamental disrespect of, like...
Not even the funny disrespectful.
Yeah, it's like, the person being hurt by all this is a poor, like, black woman who's actually literally poor. And in this cycle of abuse and poverty, and we're going... Yeah, well, that's okay, because that's kind of how the world is, and this man makes good music.
Fuck off. This isn't Game of Thrones.
Yeah, this is a fucking society we're trying to run.
Yeah, so that's that. Thank you for listening. We love releasing these tiny episodes because some people can't listen to the larger episodes, and you can get a nice little bite-sized chunk like this. Make sure you're subscribed in whatever podcast app you listen to so you don't miss any episodes. Make sure you rate and review it on whatever podcast app you're listening to, like Apple Podcasts, for example, because that helps people discover the show, and it helps us kind of spread this cool music conversation and dialogue to people. Don't forget to check out episode 100. We're going to have a lot of cool music then and beyond, and we're going to be doing some cool things for our audience that we love. Thank you, Organics, for listening, and we'll talk to you in 100.